you know, I think kids oftentimes are like, okay, what is going on? And I'm not liking this. Like, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And this is hard. And so I think being patient with them in that process and providing them resources and tools to be able to process and cope with that in a healthy way it's vital.
Your blended family has 100% chance of success when you do it God's way.
We are Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Let's get after it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast. We are pumped to be with you today as we go into part three of our four-part series on beginning to blend. And if you haven't already, take an opportunity, like, share, comment, leave us a review. We would love to hear from you. And if you are joining us for the first time on this series, make sure that you go back to weeks 2 and 1 to kind of catch up on the whole series. So today we're going to be talking about the newly married.
Yes. So you guys, this is after you've dated, you've got engaged, and you're newlyweds.
This
and
is
so
after the wedding.
After the wedding, you have merged both of your families. You're now living together. So what now? So one thing that we get a lot of, you know, a lot of people ask about is sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
So, you know, new siblings coming, you know, coming into the house together, yeah. You know, do they share a room together? Do they not? Male and female boundaries.
Yeah.
So if you have male, you know, one spouse has male children, the other has girl children, you know,
yeah.
How you balance that well together, and balancing co-parenting schedules together.
Yeah. So if you look at the kids, you know, a lot of times when they've moved to this point, it's really all been about the fun. You
right.
know, they've enjoyed it. They've had a good time together. And we're, you know, whether this is approaching from, you know, both mom and dad or husband and wife have kids before.
Yeah.
And you're kind of blending multiple kids or even if there's one kid. So the concept is once the excitement draws down and life is starting to begin together, the rivalry of siblings. And what I mean by that is, do they play one against the other? You know, is, you know, mom's biological children, is she the dominant?
Mm-hmm.
Or is dad's biological children, are they the dominant? Who's the favorite? Who gets away with what? How do they mix together? Mm-hmm. So the one thing we talk about in our book, Blended and Redeemed, is when you first are blending and when you're first getting married, it's really good to let the biological parent handle the discipline side of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, there's an allegiance to the biological parent. And again, it may not be that way forever. And you definitely want to do that as a united front,
mm-hmm.
but always the biological parent taking that lead at front.
Sure. And when it comes to the stepchild relationships, you know, if they are not getting along, you know, what are some things that you can do as a new step parent and as parent to help foster that relationship?
Yeah. Well, I think, again, don't think that the fun should end.
Mm-hmm.
So I think kids still bond by having fun. So make sure that you're planning group activities. You're,
yep.
you're really surrounding your new family with new traditions. You know, this is maybe eating together all at the same time, or maybe it's planning that first family trip together. These are around bonding. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure that they have opportunities to have fun and bond together as a family.
Yeah. And I would just say, you know, to those parents who are maybe in a season where your children aren't getting along and you're like, hey, we don't know what to do because maybe it's starting to cause a rift in your marriage. It's, you know, mm. your son or daughter is doing this or, you know, and then they're saying the same thing about your children. You guys, we just want to encourage you to just be patient in the process. You know, understanding that when you blend two families together, you're bringing in a whole bunch of different personalities. You're bringing mm-hmm. in different baggage. You're bringing in different characters, things from the past, and you're throwing it all together in one place. And so that can just it can cause for you know, maybe some confusion with the kids, and you know, maybe the children themselves, they're just having a hard time adapting, and now all of a sudden they have a new step parent, and now
yeah.
all of a sudden they have new siblings. So this can be very difficult. And again, we go back to counseling on this. We talked about it in the engagement process, but I think this is so good. You know, even if you're beginning to blend, and just counseling in general is just good, but
yeah.
you know, letting them have a voice and have a neutral party to share how they're feeling. Maybe they don't want to hurt your feelings and say, you know what, I don't like my step parent or I don't like my stepsister.
Yeah.
Like maybe they are just afraid to express that. And we know that that's not always the case forever, but especially when it comes to beginning to blend and all of these new things are coming together. And like you said, when the excitement wears off, you know, I think kids oftentimes are like, okay, what is going on? And I'm not liking this. Like, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Mm. And this is hard. And so I think being patient with them in that process and providing them resources and tools to be able to process that out, process and cope with that in a healthy way is, it's vital and it's pivotal, not only for their growth, but for your growth as a family together.
Yeah. I think a lot of times kids, the other thing that we hear is they don't like sharing.
Sure.
You know, a lot of, you know, coming from, if you've been in a single parent household, you haven't had to share your mom or your dad.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you're sharing. And we've talked about this a lot too, is when you get married, the spouse goes in the front seat.
Sure.
So it becomes that, that priority becomes your spouse and then your children. So the time that you spend or maybe the exclusivity that you get with your parent may not be as much.
Yeah.
So they can, there can be a lot of resentment there. So the one thing I would encourage, especially as you're newly married, is make sure that you are taking time as the biological parent to have these one-on-one conversations.
Yeah.
So don't get so caught up. And let me, before I say that, let me say this too. Remember, they may not be as happy as you are.
Right.
Because you are newly married and you're living this exciting life. But for them, you said this a minute ago, they just got a new parent and maybe new siblings. And maybe it's not going that great for them. Yeah. So make sure that you take that one-on-one time, spend it with them, ask them, hey, how are you feeling? Is there anything that's going on that you want to talk about?
Yeah.
You know, I want to make this great for you, but I need to know, you know, what you're feeling inside or how you're experiencing this.
Yeah.
Don't dismiss them because you're having such a great time.
Yeah. No, I think that's really good. And, you know, another issue that we get a lot too is when you're beginning to blend, and especially, and we've heard this before, where like, you know, you've got male children, you've got female children, and, you know, you've got to take some precautionary measures, you know, of where in certain places and things that you haven't before. And we talked about this in the book. You know, I know we live in a house full of boys, and being the only female, you know, I have to lock my door if I'm going to go to the bathroom or take a shower because the little boys will just want to walk in. And so, you know, maybe it's a mom and a daughter who are not used to being around male, you know,
this is real.
And this is real. And so, you know, it's taking those precautionary measures of, okay, we need to make sure that Susie has her own bathroom or that, you know, the boys know that when she is in there, they can't just walk in there, you know, you know, even down to like the clothes that you're wearing, you know, boys and girls are impressionable. So it's, are we taking the right measures and steps to make sure that we're guarding our children's heart and eyes to the opposite sex, even though it is, you know, their stepbrother or stepsister, to make sure that everybody is comfortable, you know, to make sure that nobody feels uncomfortable. You know, but, you know, also when it comes to sharing rooms together, you know, best practices is boys can share rooms together and girls can share rooms together if you have to share rooms or they have separate rooms, but not commingling them together. Because we have got had, you know, we've had several people reach out where they have instances of mom's daughter and stepdad's son begin dating or begin having an intimate relationship. And, you know, I think that these are things that people think, oh, that wouldn't happen or you can overlook. But you guys, we see it in counseling more often than not.
Well, you got to remember, they don't have a history of siblings.
Sure.
So they didn't grow up together. You know, we have all boys, so it's a little bit different. But, you know, that history creates the balance of like, that's my brother or that's my sister. If you're newly married, they may not have that.
Right.
So again, just taking the proper steps, being smart about this, understanding that there is a preparation that needs to take place so that you can continue to have a healthy, you know, blended family. Other things that I don't want to miss, we've talked a lot about the children here. I want to touch on the other side of this, which is the kind of the marriage side of this is number one, don't quit dating. Don't quit dating. Marriage has now become your second priority beyond, you know, your relationship with Christ. So first thing we would say is make sure that you find a good church home, but keep dating.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you guys, the other thing when it comes to the newly married and blending process is getting used to the co-parenting dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that I was already used to that because my ex-spouse and his wife married way before I did. So I was a single parent for about 6 years. And so, you know, then bringing Scott into the picture, I'm sure that was different for them as it was for me whenever Michael got, you know, a new stepmom. And so, you know, understanding that that is going to change the dynamic when you have four adults working together versus two, that does change. And so, you know, preparing your hearts and minds for what the back and forth schedules are going to be like between your homes. Maybe it's your kid is this weekend, your spouse's kid is the other weekend, and what that's going to look like. And again, I think this goes back to the engagement process, you know, hashing all of that out and really talking through that. Because more, you know, we counsel a lot of blended families where this becomes points of contention, and it's avenues of disunity where people are not on the same page, and, you know, we're not disciplining the same, or they discipline my kids this way or not that way. And so, making sure that you have a united front. And I love here in Matthew, it tells us in Matthew 7:24, and this is one of my favorite verses, but it says, everyone who hears these words of mine, does them, will be like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the wind blew and beat on the house, but did not fall because it had founded on the rock. And, we were talking about this actually in church this weekend, and I love it because, in the beginning to blend process, you guys, the rain is going to come, wind is going to blow, and man, there are going to feel like some times where you feel like you are drowning. So, you know, remembering that when you are beginning to blend, making sure that Jesus is the foundation and bedrock of your home, your marriage, and your personal relationship with the Lord is so foundational. I think this carries over into everything that we're talking about, even the co-parenting relationship. And just making sure that that is a vital piece to your, you know, newly blended family.
Yeah. No, I think all those are great. And there's a lot of aspects of, and we're covering just a few here.
Yeah.
And you know, whether that's, you know, getting in line financially.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about, you know, spiritually, making sure that you're finding the right church, your kids. There's so many areas. If you're listening to this podcast and you're newly married, you're doing the right things. Like you're setting yourself up to get fed the information. One of the things that Vanessa and I always say is we didn't know what we needed to know.
Yeah.
And that's why when we started our blending process, there were issues. There were things that came up because we weren't prepared for what the journey was.
No.
We were in love, but we were not prepared.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of people find themselves. And if you're listening, we're glad you're preparing.
Yep.
So next week.
Yep.
This is going to be the last week of our series. We're going to be talking about how to keep your marriage a priority.
Yes.
So you mentioned me. I just mentioned dating your spouse, continuing that. We're going to go deeper into that.
Yeah.
And make sure that your priorities for a marriage are in line. So
check
it out next week. If you haven't, go back 2 weeks, get our start of our series. You're going to have a great time. Guys, thanks so much for being here. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Be blessed in all that you do.
Hey guys, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
And you can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we hang out with more amazing podcast guests. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.